Hi, Beth.
Hey, Beth.
You're Abby.
Dear Kiki. Red Fox 2. Desperate Housewife. She doesn't want to marry you. Love you like I love you. Don't talk to yourself.
Cheers, Beth. Cheers. Ill-advised. This is ill-advised. Hi, Biffs.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome.
Welcome to Ill Advice,
the podcast where two best friends tell you what to do when someone else already has.
Like Dr. Phil.
And not your veterinarian.
You use that one.
You've used Dr. Phil a million times.
I probably.
No, definitely.
Okay, I believe you.
You want to try again?
No.
Just whatever. Go ahead. Just say something.
Are we starting over?
We're just going to keep going.
I love Dr. Phil and my dad.
Don't ruin the take.
So, there.
And not my best friend.
I thought we weren't starting over.
We weren't. We were just going to keep going.
Oh. As in you don't love Dr. Phil?
I don't not. Well.
Anyways.
He annoys me a little bit. You knew this. This isn't new.
Everyone,
I don't hate him. He just annoyed. That's very, very true. I will not fight that.
Looking like a beautiful banana. Makes me want a fruit salad real bad.
Great. I posted a story on my way here in the car because I'm safe, just begging people to vote for me for the favorite chef thing. And I was like, I'm sorry, I look like a banana today.
Sorry, not sorry. Unpale me.
I know. I wish I was a little tanner to make this work.
I don't think there's a color that doesn't work on you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one I don't like.
Just because you don't like it doesn't mean
but I'm
it
trying to
work.
Think of one I don't like on me and I can't.
Fire Engine Red.
I'm fantastic.
Nobody
one of my
can
favorites.
Wear.
I can.
What? Well,
yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing you.
I have fire a Fire Engine Red tech top, tank top.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess it makes you make it work because I would have yelled at you.
Oh, how you doing?
Huh.
On this glorious Tuesday morning.
Fuck if I know, clearly.
You came for the wine, is that?
I didn't even come.
Typical.
Rude. So yesterday I started my forensic psychology course.
Oh, word.
I'm so excited. Also a little nervous because it's a 300 course that I have not done yet.
Oh, you're going to be fine.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm just like,
have
curious.
You started any of the work yet?
No, I briefly skimmed through the first couple pages of the book because I'm going to have a quiz on it. But
I can't wait to have psychologically fucked criminals on the podcast.
Same.
We'll just...
Have we had any yet? What did I miss? What did you not say? Say it. You have to now. Worst case scenario, you block it out.
We'll just run down the list of ex-boyfriends.
That haven't been on yet. Matthew's not.
I was talking about the psychologically fucked criminals you've dated.
Only one was a technical criminal. Oh, got it. Anyways, can't wait for this course. So how are you doing?
Let's see. I'm not doing much of anything these days.
Except for running down the stairs.
Running down the stairs.
Bananas and potatoes.
And no shit.
Oh, I come being down the
and
stairs.
Chasing teddy bears.
Not running down the stairs because that would not be safe.
No, no, no. We're all about safety here. Yes. Everyone put on your condoms. What am I doing?
You had a job interview.
I didn't. I was supposed to have one and got postponed, and I'm okay with that. I'm a semi-finalist for the Favorite Chef competition, so that's exciting.
That's super exciting.
What am I, a quarter finalist?
I believe that's what.
That's, yep. So three more rounds of this shit.
Good grief.
Vote for me.
Every 24 hours.
Every 24 hours is a free vote.
Yep. It will tell you how many hours you have left.
It really does.
It does. It's
on like, my way here, I had 3 hours left.
Looks like you already voted. Come back in 1 hour. I'm like, really?
I was like, I got in there and it was like, you're in fifth place. And I'm like, great, if people already started. And then I was like, you're in 10th place. I'm like, great, I'm fucked. You're in 11th place. Screwed even more. You're in 6th place. Oh, okay.
Oh, when I just voted this morning, it was 11th.
Yeah. So
I was
it's
like,
just,
oh, God damn it.
On my way here, it was 10th. So I got worse.
Yes.
Great. because there's only 12 people in this group.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
So Knight is still a puppy.
We're just gonna push that amongst our friend groups and whatnot. But other than that, my feet are peeling, if you want to know.
Hot cement?
No. I did that foot mask.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did it once. So fucking gross.
Fucking interesting.
Creeps me out because I'm like,
does it?
This one's gonna hurt.
Oh, really?
Like when you know, the skin, mm-hmm. you know, when you pick a blister, it's like some part of it is like still fresh skin.
See, I've done this before and I've never run into that problem.
Me either from the foot peels, mm-hmm. but it just always is like,
oh, you,
yep.
Okay.
I'm like, no,
I would have figured you'd be fascinated by it, like pulling it down while you're watching TV and creating a little pile. It fucking
gives me so much anxiety.
Really? Mm. Wow.
I know.
And you're fascinated by shit like that.
Yeah, just like pimples and
just pimples. Stuff.
Not so much skin peeling.
No.
It just, I don't hate it, mm-hmm. but on myself particularly, it's like, oh, I can't do it. Don't do it. Someone else do it, but don't touch it.
I did it on Saturday night and like Sunday and Monday. I was like, this shit's not going to work.
Was it the bag one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I got.
I was putting a shelf together while I waited for it.
Yeah, you walked on it?
No, I had my feet out like this.
Oh, sitting.
I was putting the shelf together in between my legs.
It's like, you don't even walk on wet floors.
No. I actually did get up and walk on it, and I was like, this is disgusting. You want to die?
Yeah. Even I was like,
squishing it between my toes. Yeah. Like, no, I'm not about this life. And I didn't know they made them in sizes last time. I was like a Chinese foot binder with my feet like so squished. This time I was like, oh, they make larges? So, and guess what? My foot fit perfectly in there, but I digress. This morning I get out of the shower and I look down and I'm like, oh, it's time.
Oh.
So I look at the bottom of my foot and it's like, not pretty.
Oh.
So I'm like, yes.
Fucking shut and lock the bathroom shit. Door.
But I couldn't like, no, because I'm home by myself.
Candles and so music.
And I'm like, you know, because it's like, it's not flaky. It's not, right. It's not strips of skin. It's like flaky. So like, I couldn't like pick at it. So I just like rubbed my hand on it and saw this like rain shower of dead skin fall to the ground. And I was like, great. Now I have to fucking go get the broom. And then the Roomba gums. I was like, just kidding. We're good.
Ew.
I know. Oh. I emptied out dog hair and skin today. But that's it. That's how I am.
Great.
Yeah.
Love that make for you.
Thirsty?
Not at all.
Huh. Well, we're going to drink anyway.
Okay. I'm going to take a really big sip.
Very long-winded way of saying, like, I'm good.
Details matter.
Do they?
Details matter.
All right. How about a Chardonnay that we're nervous about? We're both nervous about. It's a bourbon barrel aged Chardonnay. From Behringer. It's not from their cheap line that we like to bring for parties.
The white's it.
Yeah. It's from their other line. I don't remember how much this was. It's a 2020 from California, and it says, Behringer Bros honors the journey of Jacob and Frederick Behringer to a young America where they opened a winery that still stands over 140 years later. Fifth-generation winemaker Mark Behringer revives his ancestors' tradition of maturing Behringer wine in barrels that had been used for aging spirits. This bold and unruly Chardonnay, aged 60 days in American oak bourbon barrels, shows flavors of baked golden apples and toasted almonds.
Ooh.
With a rich and buttery finish.
Sounds great.
Download Living Wine Labels augmented reality app and watch the label come to life. Oh, another one of them. Guys, you're going to have to do this on your own. We'll do it later.
Yeah, if we remember.
Behringer Bros Bourbon Barreled Aged Chardonnay.
Good grape.
Drink literally.
Not responsibly.
No, fuck just that.
Literally drink just, it.
No, literally. Like, know how to read. I'm dyslexic. I can't believe I even fucking said that.
Well, let's hope we're not literate after this.
No, is it?
I can smell I smell Chardonnay.
And coffee. Unless that's the vanilla cream on my hand.
I hope.
Yeah, it is.
I'll cry.
Definitely is the lotion that I tried on mistakenly.
just smells like Chardonnay to me at the moment.
Perfect.
It didn't smell like this when you first poured it.
Good luck.
There's the barrel.
Yeah, but it's very light.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I just don't think I knew what to expect.
I didn't either, because I'm like, this is sweet.
Different smells.
It's like a sweet Chardonnay.
Yeah, I can back that.
Ass up.
Also.
Number two, before you actually do.
That meme that's like, they're standing there and just there.
What meme?
I'll send it to you after. Okay. Caught it before it hit the white tea, but I didn't taste the wine.
Oh, so take your number two now.
Yeah.
Did it go through your LeBray?
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember.
That's because I caught it when I was like 18.
Yeah, no, I just don't remember what it's called. It's not terrible.
I don't think I taste apples or almonds.
I actually get the almond, like a bear claw in the background.
Like the
pastry?
I want a bear claw.
Because it's got that almond paste in it?
Oh.
Have you had a bear claw?
Of course the fuck I have.
Okay.
Just thought just there was like almonds on it or something.
No, it's got almond paste in it. That's what makes it a bear. Actually, I don't know why it's called a bear claw.
Three's for me.
Sure is. This is definitely not a Chardonnay that I would have expected to ever drink in my entire life.
Hmm.
I do get that baked apple, almondy. I even get a little bit like of orangey, like in the back of the tongue.
I want to get stuff on the back of my tongue. Want to know what is funny?
Not that?
No.
Okay. What?
All the wines that we try, anytime I get like, oh my God, this tastes like strawberries. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, really? I don't really, like, nothing jumps out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're like, oh, this tastes like whatever, I'm like, oh, really? This tastes like wine. Every time.
Although last week we did match up with the melon and strawberries.
Yeah. But after like the third sip.
Yeah.
And it also maybe wasn't fourth. The same. We weren't tasting the same fruits.
No. Well, I said strawberry and you're like, that's all I can taste now.
Yeah. After like, you said it.
You're like, yeah.
You said exactly. Strawberry like, and then I swallowed and yep. I was like,
oh.
Oh, strawberry.
Oh, but wait. I think it's because you said strawberry. I don't know how I feel about this one.
My initial response was like, oh, a three, because it's not gross. I don't hate it. But I might have to say a 2.5 only because if somebody was like, oh, I have white Zin in this one.
White Zin.
I might choose the white Zin. But if somebody was like, oh, this is all I got, I wouldn't turn it down. Just because I can get that barrel-y taste mm-hmm. that I am not a fan of.
You are not a fan of.
But I do not think this is gross by any means.
Yeah, I don't think so it's gross either. I think it's very juicy.
I don't want to like give them a shitty rating just because I don't like barrel-aged wines.
Well, I think that's the point, though. Because the people who are listening here. Okay, good. Because I'm giving it a 2. A straight up 2. Yeah.
Why?
It's too
sweet for you?
It's too sweet for me, A. Because I've never had a Chardonnay this sweet. And I've had Chardonnays from
bottom shelf and up.
Yep. That's right. All the way up.
Boxed Chardonnay even.
Right. And I don't know. This isn't doing it for me. I feel like I'm going to need a lot of water drinking this.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't have that feeling very much.
It's like it should be a summer wine, but because it's the barrel, it's like automatic winter for me.
Yeah, winter, fall. I would cook with it. I would make a wonderful sauce with it.
Please fucking do. Yeah,
I would replace the vermouth in my sweet onion sauce with this.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
on the dippers.
Yeah, let's just go. I hope this is like a $10 bottle of wine.
I know. Three stars not. If it is.
Oh my God. Yeah. 3.5. Oh man.
Okay.
You have questions this week.
I have questions.
In a very interesting twist of fate that was worded incorrectly.
I was going to say, do explain.
Well, it's not really an interesting twist of fate. It's just you have Amy this week.
Oh. Because.
And, right. Go on.
No.
No, you do it.
I will not. Correctly.
Oh, I thought I was it. I will not.
Same.
Am I getting harassed by a fruit fly?
That's a big fruit fly.
Where'd it go?
Maybe you got it.
No, I certainly did not.
That was a fat fruit fly.
It was fat.
Was it like a baby black fly?
Do they have Jenny Craig for fat fruit flies?
Not in this house.
Fat fruit flies from Behringer Bros. Bourbon Barrel.
That is not our title.
No, it is not.
Fat fruit fly might be, though, because hey.
You fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. Okay.
Okay, Amy. So, yes.
She's
done. Abby loved.
Yeah. She's hung up her pen. No. She put it down.
Yes, Amy Dickinson. Abby loved. She's all done.
She's, quote, her quote, retired. She's said good goodbye. She's traveling cross country in her RV.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely and good for
meeting
her.
Different people she's worked with and people around the world. She's not totally done writing. She's still got her Substack that she'll be doing, but she has retired her advice giving
columns.
After 21 years.
Oh my gosh. Good 21 for her. Years.
Good for you, Amy.
Best of luck.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the right phrase.
Is best wishes?
Best wishes in all your
and congratulations travels. On your success.
Yeah, 21 years.
Yeah.
Good grief.
21 years in this world.
That's amazing.
But she's being replaced, right? For
what our was that? Eric.
I think that Amy's column was distributed by the Washington Post. I could be very wrong about that, but it's syndicated in so many places, and I believe R. Eric Thomas. I believe he'll be just as syndicated. So we're going to send Amy off ill-advised fashion. This by no means is an end to Amy on this podcast.
Oh, no way.
After 21 years, we've got plenty to choose from. But we just wanted to congratulate and celebrate Amy. And next week, we'll see what R. Eric has to say.
Can't wait, yeah. Actually.
Yeah, he can't wait. Can you, Rarek?
I don't think that's how we want to start our relationship.
No, sorry, Eric.
Although.
Isn't it Ask Signature Eric? Wit. Is that what it's going to call?
Yes.
Okay.
Ask Eric or Asking Eric.
Okay. Signature Wit?
Yeah, so maybe.
Oh, is that his?
Yeah. Wit and warmth, I believe.
Wit and warmth?
Yeah.
Those don't belong together.
How do you think we've made it this far in our lives?
Sarcasm and sexual reproduction.
And warmth.
And warmth.
Ask Amy. This was published on June 17th of this year. Reader pranks Amy with plot of cult movie.
Got him. Got Amy.
Got Amy. So this little tidbit is from Amy. Dear readers, in advance to my departure from this column, I'm spending the next couple of weeks rerunning some favorites. I don't really have any way of quote-unquote foolproofing the queries?
Yeah.
Which one?
Queries.
Okay.
Queries is where
we jump off of.
Yeah. Or we shouldn't.
Right. The queries, that doesn't sound fun. Sent into me.
The little queers.
You're allowed to say that I'm not. And so I've treated most of them as if they're serious, or at least genuine. But sometimes I'm the fool, and here is proof. In 2015, I got pranked when I chose to answer a question whose plot is closely based on the cult movie The Room. Ironically, I am a movie fiend, but because I was not a drunk college student when it was released into the world, I had not seen The Room. I only knew it from its reputation as quite possibly the worst movie ever made.
Is that true? I don't think I've ever saw or remember what The Room was.
I don't know that I've heard of it. I'd have to see the cover. And so it is with a strange mixture of pride and embarrassment that I rerun this elegant prank. Of course, I stand by my advice. I only wish I had better fictional characters to offer it to. And so here it is. Dear Amy, I have a serious problem with my future wife. She has not been faithful to me. I recently overheard her talking to her friend about how she was unfaithful to me. When I confronted her, all that she said was that she couldn't talk right now. I feel like I have to record everything in my own home just to learn the truth. To make things even more stressful is the fact that she recently told a couple of people that I hit her, but that is not true. I did not hit her. I'm not sure why I'm talking like I'm from New York. Not sure why she has been acting like this lately. She did just find out that her mother has breast cancer, and that might be playing a role in her behavior. We still always find time to make love, so I don't know why she would go out seeking it from someone else. I just can't believe she would do this to me. I love her so much. She is my everything, and I don't know that I could go on without her. She is tearing me apart. What should I do? Signed, devastated.
This doesn't sound like a familiar movie plot.
You don't watch Lifetime.
I sure don't. That's okay. All right. Psycho. Okay. Well, now I have a very negative picture of this dude. Because there is no Lifetime movie when a man is painted in a positive light.
That's why they made Lifetime. Something needs to be realistic here.
It should be television for women and gay men. We have the same experiences.
Hello.
A gay man should be portrayed in a negative light, not by a Republican.
Well, if this was a man and a man, it would be.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for pointing out the obvious. I'm really proud.
You're welcome.
But not knowing what that movie is. So she.
So it's his fiance.
So he.
He heard her tell her friend that she cheated on him. He confronted her. She said, I can't talk right now.
Mm-hmm.
While all this is going on, she found out her mom has cancer, breast cancer.
Yep.
And she also started telling people that he hit her.
Right. This is very like Gone Girl at the same time.
Oh my God.
Right.
Did you see Sherry Papini?
No, because I want to know Sherry Papini.
Do you have Hulu?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect Wife.
Okay.
You're watching it tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight.
With my kid?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's real life, so it's not like
stuff
he can't watch.
Okay.
It's like 3 episodes docu.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Holy Sherry Papini.
Yes.
Okay.
So watch that tonight.
Okay.
Next recording, we're discussing.
Oh, what the fuck? Hey, Siri, remind me to Sherry Papini.
Okay. I added Sherry Papini to the list.
Works for me.
To what list?
To the reminders list. Duh.
Okay.
I don't know when.
I was going to say, what if he doesn't remind you?
Well, then he's a terrible Siri.
You should have said when I get home.
Oh, man.
What's your advice, Biff?
Can't live without her or she's my world. What was that last thing he said?
All of the above. I love her so much. She's my everything, and I don't know that I could go on without her. She is tearing me apart. She is sharing me apart. You'll understand. I can't believe you haven't even...
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't text me about it.
You deserve a good fucking Papini slap for that.
You know what's funny is that this morning I called her Panini. And I was like, no, not the bread.
No, wrong food.
The woman.
Not the bread. You know, I don't know what I would give to this one, just because if I didn't know this was a movie plot, I would think to myself, like, I would actually be concerned for the writer in the way that that question is
written. Like, my wife's fucking off the hinges.
Right, but also, I don't think his question reads that he's on the hinges either. You know, like, I can't live without her.
What do I do?
She's my everything. I don't know that I can manage. It sounds like he's going to pull out.
He's already made up his mind.
It sounds like he's going to kill her and then kill himself.
Oh.
Almost.
Okay, well.
I hope that's the movie plot.
I was going to say, I kind of want to watch the movie now.
But it sounds a little Gone Girl and a little obsessive on his end. You know what I mean? Like, if it's not me, then it's nobody. But then there's also, like, I've never actually been abused by my husband, but he's abusing me. You know what I mean? Like that kind of, like I'm flip-flopping.
Oh, like her side?
Yeah. Yeah. She needs to make time to talk about it.
Why? From her perspective, he brought it up. She said, I can't talk right now. And he just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about from the writer's side. Like he's...
But that's what I mean. Like,
well, she's like, she just doesn't have time now. Or is that what it was? What was the quote?
Yeah, he said, I can't confronted talk right her. Now. And she said, I can't talk right now.
Is it that like a momentary thing? Or is that like right now the rest of our relationship?
I feel like I have to record everything in my own house just to learn the truth.
Oh, get the fuck out.
But he's not.
He's asking for advice. I'm giving it to him. If he doesn't want it,
true, then he
needs to write another columnist who's going to give him the advice he wants.
Yeah, or don't write a columnist because my instinct was like, you are not ready for anything.
No.
You're at where you're at. And it seems very obvious that you are going to
kill her stay. And then kill yourself.
No, I didn't get that, ironically.
I totally did.
Funnily enough.
I want to know what this movie is about because I want to know if I'm right.
I know. Did you look it up?
I looked up the poster, but I didn't look up the plot.
Nope. Definitely not. Never saw that.
No. I don't even know who that actor is.
What's it streaming on? You can watch The Perfect Wife tonight and I'll watch The Room.
But then I need to watch The Room.
I know, but you can do that next.
It's got a 3.6 on IMDb.
Well,
and 24% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What year did it come out?
2003. It's a comedy romance.
Oh.
The look on your face says, no, it's not.
Well, nothing about this
right.
is comical or romantic.
Right.
Also, she's in a nutshell, cult.
Melodramatic, thrilling, and psychological.
Okay, so cult movie.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Cult movies are usually like terrible, but you can't stop watching them.
For sure.
Yeah.
Should we just see what Amy responded to prior to her realizing
that this is... I'll summarize my advice by saying, like, you feel like you have to record everything. Like, you already don't trust her. And you're not going to trust her.
You're also not ready to leave yet, so... Right.
That's fine. Take a corner in your house. Turn off the cameras. You're going to drive yourself nuts. You're going to drive yourself nuts anyway. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Amy better fucking nail this one.
I'm sure she did. She's
that's true. Okay. She stands by her advice.
By her advice. Dear Devastated, the first thing you should do is to not get married. Your fiance's behavior and your response are the very essence of dysfunction. Yes, Amy.
Amen.
If you are correct and she is stepping out on you, this is a huge problem. Your declaration that you feel like you, quote unquote, have to record everything just to learn the truth is chilling. Her counter accusation that you hit her is potentially very dangerous for you. Because of an escalation in behavior I sense in both of you, in the seemingly toxic connection between you two, it would be wisest for you to separate. Seek the support of close friends, family, and a professional counselor to help you deal with this loss and change.
Sure.
I think she nailed it.
Sure. Yeah, she did.
But what?
I'm stuck on he's going to kill her.
Himself. I think that's what she was trying to say. Like both of you are escalating and are dysfunctional. So that equals murder-suicide.
Yeah.
At least on Lifetime.
Well, at least on every fucking...
crime show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've only watched like three of them.
When you came over here to set up.
No, not here. At your dad's house. Right. When you lived with them. Over here, I'm too busy watching housewives fling plates and get Jersey mad at Shore each other. Today. Oh, was it Jersey Shore today? Mm-hmm. Is that what it was?
Yeah, Ron came back with Sammy.
I didn't know he was... Sammy came back?
Yeah.
This whole fucking world is dysfunctional.
Heller. This is from June 18th of this year.
Word.
2:02 a.m. Damn.
Wow, sleep, Amy.
I was just going to say.
Maybe that was it. Maybe she's like, let's bang this shit out.
My sister doesn't fit in with our family, and she should find new friends. Biff!
You don't fit in. Find new friends coming from your sister.
You can't sit with us.
I would just be like, you don't fit in. Find a new family. That makes more sense to me. Sorry. Go on. Kindly.
Amy said, dear readers, The following Q&A first ran in 2014. It has been flying around the world, shared on various platforms ever since. So we are not the only ones who found this intriguing.
Okay.
Dear Amy, every fall, my sister, cousins, and a cousin's sister-in-law have a weekend shopping excursion. I'm already fucking confused. My sister, comma, cousins, for the sake of this, comma, and a cousin's sister-in-law.
So Amy's not a fan of the Oxford comma. Got it.
Of the what?
When you got three things in a row, the comma before the and. Before
the and, yeah.
I love the Oxford comma, personally.
I never get it right.
Yeah.
Words always like, either yes, or like, no, you need one here. Or like, no, take this out. And I'm always just like.
It's all about context. If the two words are related, typically word will be like, no.
Word's gonna fuck me.
Poor little paperclip.
Anyways, all of us have a weekend shopping excursion in our home city. We stay in a hotel, treat ourselves, shop for our children, and go out for lunches and dinners. It is a great time to reconnect.
That sounds nice. But when I'm going out and treating myself with my girlfriends, because yes, I'm not shopping for my kids.
It's because your kid's not fun to shop for anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if it's like a girl's shopping weekend. Like,
and you have a five-year-old daughter at home.
Sure.
You're shopping for her. Yes. You're going to be like, oh my God, I got to get the same diamond for Mia.
Oh, I'm rich now. Well, then that's totally different.
Duh, if we do this every... Oh,
look, a Lamborghini, why?
Every like weekend in the fall?
Yeah.
We're rich.
Oh, you're right. Okay, go on.
I have a sister, Wendy. It's parenthesized. Who we do not invite. She is offended to the point of tears when she finds out we have not invited her. My two sisters and I are very close in age, but Wendy hasn't been as close to this set of cousins as my sister and I have been through the years. We are all married stay-at-home moms.
Oh, they are rich. This is the Real Housewives of whatever the fuck this is.
Orange County.
No shit. You know,
because they don't have a fall.
Oh, that's right. This is Real Housewives of Virginia.
Yeah. Is Virginia rich?
They can.
Okay.
Everyone can be rich.
True.
It's just a matter of whether or not you've got cameras on you.
Fair enough. Wendy is a divorced working mom with one young child. Oh my gosh. Oh so my mean, God. Girls. There are several reasons why we do not include her. We know she doesn't have very much money for such an outing. She also does not have many of the same interests as we do. Her life is quite different from ours. We're not interested in what she has to talk about. Oh, she claims to have some kind of neurological disease that some of us feel is more psychosomatic than real, and which she uses to avoid getting up for church on Sundays. She also complains about
Virginia.
She also complains about her ex-husband who left her for another woman, but everyone knows it takes two to tango.
Oh.
And she is not without fault. We're all very active churchgoers. Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
While she only sporadically attends services. Plain and simple, she does not really fit in with us. She takes it very personally. And last year, even came over to my home unannounced, crying about it.
Well, your sister came over unannounced?
Mm-hmm. Crying.
Your sister came over unannounced?
Crying.
No, fuck the crying. Your sister came over. Your sister.
I know, but if I'm ever coming over unannounced crying, it's like, okay, I don't care that you were unannounced. If you even had to be unannounced to begin with, this kind of, you know? What I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but sister.
Not sister, Wendy.
Sister Wendy.
Which upset my children and caused my husband to threaten to call the police if she did not leave. Okay. I wish this one was the prank. Now she barely speaks to me and has told our relatives that I'm a horrible person, even though I've helped her. How can we get her to understand that she should perhaps find another set of friends whose lives and interests align more closely with hers? Sad sister. Sad Sister is the only truth you've spoke.
Amen.
Because you're a sad sister. Mm. I don't even want to, like, waste my...
Ginny and Georgia.
I like Ginny and Georgia.
Yes, I love Ginny and Georgia. I love Georgia. Say what you will about her, but she was Wendy in this story.
Oh, okay.
When the fucking church-going stay-at-home moms would talk shit about her.
Oh, okay.
The difference between her and Wendy is that Georgia was like, oh, you think so?
Mm.
And Georgia
Hold
was
my
like,
wine.
Exactly. And she fucking punched her kid in the face. For all intents and purposes, please
it's
do not
Netflix
punch kids.
Show.
Exactly.
Okay.
Please do not punch your kid in the face. To just be like, go home and tell your mom I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
tell your mom to come.
This is very much like she's dropping her kids off in PJs because she woke up late and the moms are standing there in like
oh
couture.
God.
Exactly. Like, mm.
Her hair's
wow, that's an
brushed.
Interesting look for you today. Are you coming to the meeting? You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, or like.
Don't worry, we got it all handled. Exactly.
Or there's like church group of stay at home. Like, there's privilege written all over this and it's gross. So, my advice is not for the writer. My advice is for Wendy.
Fucking amen.
Wendy, you don't fucking need them. You don't need them. You're better off without them. And you live in the real world.
You should find new friends just because your family sucks.
Your family sucks. Your sisters suck. And if you have to show up at your sister's house announced when you are having a crisis,
and
sorry.
Get the cops threatened
right.
because you're upset.
Fuck
I got,
this
yeah,
writer.
I got nothing. I'm super curious what.
I just want, this is not your sister. This is an acquaintance. This is a high school bully.
This, yeah.
This is a bully and is, she, fuck you. And that's my advice.
I think this.
Can you just cheers to that, please? Because.
Fuck yeah.
Even though you have nothing, that's where we are. That's our official advice.
It is. Dear Sad. She didn't even call her sister.
It just sounds original.
I love it.
Sad. Yep. Okay. Got it.
Dear Sad, let's establish that I agree with your sister. You are a horrible person.
Shut.
I knew it.
Shut up.
Let's establish this.
Yeah.
You are fucking terrible. In my Amy voice. Obviously, you can do whatever you want and associate with or exclude whomever you want. But you don't get to do this and also blame the person you are excluding for, quote unquote, not fitting in. The only way your sister would ever fit in would be for you to make room for her. You are unwilling to do that, and that is your choice. But her being upset is completely justified, and you'll just have to live with that. Perhaps this is something you could ponder from your church pew, because despite your regular attendance, you don't seem to have learned much.
Mm. Is that it?
That's it. Fucking love it.
I only wish she had snuck in an expletive.
I did for her.
There is no advice to this asshole. You're a douchebag.
This person period. Wanted to be like, oh my God, how I can't believe you have a sister like that.
Right.
Who her husband cheated on her. Now she's a fucking working, struggling, single mom.
You mean she lives in the real world.
And she's too tired on the weekends because she's working 5-6 days a week to support her fucking child after her husband cheated right. on her.
And she's got nothing in common with this group because you all choose to ignore that God. Your husbands are cheating on you because you are who you are.
Because you want to continue to be the stay-at-home mom instead of working to take care of your kids.
Exactly. Oh I want to see God. This group of cousins and sister go ahead and fucking try to do the single mom thing
they
and see what they
can't.
Don't have. And, no, they fucking can't.
That's why they're mean girls.
Apply for welfare? I could never.
Work? A day job?
How dare you?
Come home smelling like the public? Not my Chanel number
four. I had to look at someone get something off of the bargain rack. Fuck you.
Can you believe somebody actually asked me to help them find their size? Why are you shopping if you don't know your size?
I know, like, fuck you. Just fuck you, please.
Amy, well done.
That was beautiful. Let's just say we side with Amy. Let's establish.
Let's establish this. No one likes you. Mm. Except for your cousins who go home and talk shit about you, all just right. like you do.
We fucking nailed it with they're rich.
Yeah.
Every fucking, yeah. Well, you nailed it. I just agreed with you.
Same difference.
I'm not taking credit for your genius. Can't do it.
I mean, what's my
I'm not yours? The sad sister.
You're not the mean one either, sometimes.
Next, you asshole.
June 22nd. Should party host have clued me in that Joan is now John? Amy says, dear readers, the following Q&A first ran in 2020. Dear Amy, a couple of years ago, an acquaintance of ours hosted a dinner party. I was only acquainted with half the people there. The hostess didn't make introductions. One person present was someone I had met a few times. I'll call her Jane. I knew that Jane had a partner, Joan, whom I had only met once years before. At the dinner, Jane was sitting next to a man. At one point, I stared across the table because I was trying to determine if this was Jane's brother or if Joan was transitioning to male. I admit that I feel bad for staring, but I was trying to figure out if we had met. We spoke briefly afterward, and they made no attempt to reintroduce themselves to me. After they left, the hostess explained that Joan was now John and how they hate to have to explain themselves or their pronoun, which is they. I tried to joke. I didn't get the memo. To which the hostess replied, it wasn't my memo to send. I think the hostess could have spared some social awkwardness with one quick sentence privately, like, Joan is John now, deal with it, which would have been fine with me. I am still angry with the hostess for leaving us floundering as to who was at the party. What do you think? Befuddled guest.
Shut up. I feel like I haven't given this advice in a really long time. Shut up. Just shut the fuck up. Your host's only obligation is to introduce you to the people there. If they feel like you've already met, that's it. It is not your host's memo to tell you that this person is transitioning. In fact, what you could have done as a full-ass grown adult, or full grown-ass adult, whichever order you'd like to ask.
Or adult.
You grown. Ask first. You just grown.
I ask first, adult later. Full-ass adult.
You could have very simply have gone up to now John. I got confused because the title says John is now Joan, or was it the other way around?
Joan is now John.
Okay. Well, then that explains why I got confused. Could have simply gone up to John and extended a hand and said, hi, my name is XYZ. Nice to meet you. And they would have said, my name is John. And that would have been it because that's all you need to know. Now, if Jane wanted you to know
Joan,
well, Jane was John. The partner. That's why I'm getting confused.
See, I was confused too.
Yep.
Okay.
So Jane was with Joan, but now Jane is with John. Too many J's. Can we make up somebody's name?
Yeah, because they're all quoted, so they're not even real names.
Exactly.
Can't do Jane, Joan, and John.
Right.
Good grief.
There's no Joan Doe.
This is not Noah's Ark.
It's too many people.
Exactly.
Just two. It should be Noah's Ark.
But Joan and John are one, so Jane and John and Joan are two.
Can you stop?
Yep. Please go. I wasn't
even this
question.
Confused about my sexuality.
Well, that's great.
I know. I'm fortunate. If they wanted you to know about it, or if Jane wanted you to know that they're in a different position, et cetera, they would have told you, because they would have felt they needed to explain that to you. But the fact that they didn't means that you kind of swallow this one. You know, unfortunately, we're all curious all the time. Present company,
we don't
not
all
accepted.
Swallow, so. That, not
and
me.
You should.
Not me. Of course.
It's just.
Listen, I just need to play devil's advocate.
Do it.
Only
please do it.
Only Not because I think anybody is right or wrong or, well, that's not sure. I agree with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I feel like I had a good way to
articulate.
Yeah. So I think the part that, like, when they said that Joan was now John mm-hmm. and they hate to have to yep. explain themselves or their pronoun, mm-hmm. which is they, mm-hmm. I think that kind of, for me personally, mm-hmm. it would be like if I'm having a gathering and John is appearing for the first time, mm-hmm. I think just to avoid John having to explain themselves mm-hmm. and explain their pronouns, yep. I may let a few people know, mm-hmm. hey, Joan's John, shut the fuck up about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hug them, embrace them, and yep. that's it.
I see that.
Because now, without any awareness of mm-hmm. any situations, it's kind of inevitable that mm-hmm. things are going to be like, wait a minute.
Or even like, you've made me make an ass of myself.
Like, just like this, the writer. Mm-hmm. Like, hold on. I swear I know them. And like, now things are awkward. Now I'm like, do I say, like, do I ask? Right. No, because that's rude. But also, you know, like, it's mm-hmm. just a way to avoid awkwardness, yeah. I guess, when it's like a, you know, friends thing. But I also agree that, like, shut the fuck up. If John wanted to announce themselves, then they can. If they don't want to, then shut the fuck up. Right. Like, so I'm just coming from, like, if it was me, if I was the writer mm-hmm. and I came into a party, I feel like I would do the same thing. Like, hold on. Mm-hmm. They look super familiar. Like, is, you know?
Yep.
Like, and then I would accidentally make things awkward just because of who I am as a human.
Right. All right. And your point is not lost. I think to me, it's really about whether or not that person wants that information out there.
Right.
You know, to me, and I've only come across this once ever, but it's very possible that Joan wants Joan to have never existed.
John wants Joan to not. Joan is John.
Didn't I? That's what I thought I said.
You said Joan and Joan.
Okay, great. Doing great. Doing good, Bob. It's very possible that John wants Joan to have never existed.
Which makes sense.
It's very possible. And it's also like, if I show up, if you know you're the only person I've confided in this whole group that I'm gay, mm-hmm. and I show up with my friend, mm-hmm. Jason, for all intents and purposes, are you going to tell them, like, no, Ray's gay? Or are you going to say, oh, they're friends, you should ask them about it?
Or yeah, that's like,
you know what I mean?
At the party already. The writer is like, I should have got a heads up prior to this.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's the responsibility of the host of that party.
I agree.
And I think that's where I'm sticking to. Like, unless I get explicit permission from another person to, like, say, hey, they're a homosexual.
You know, right? I mean? Like, can you please tell
or
people
they're together? Like,
before not, I show up, right. that I am whatever.
Like, exactly.
Just so I don't have to fucking deal with yep. the.
If I'd known that they
shit.
Were open about that.
Yeah.
That'd be a different story.
Yeah.
But if it's something that they've been, like, kind of under wraps about and they're, you know, dealing with it internally right now before right. communicating right. and still choosing to have a life,
right.
then I would make the same call as this host.
Yeah, I definitely know? Agree. I just, for me, it's like, just to try to avoid.
Yeah.
I don't want to make mm-hmm. Joan
they, yeah. and them, I think John. You and I would do that.
I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. To be totally I don't honest. Want to have them to sit there and be like, nope, it's me.
Yep. You know? I think you and I would do that because we have a sense for other people.
Yes, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But would we do that for everyone? That's the other thing. For if, close friends?
If we're the hosts, yes.
Yeah. We might.
BT dubs, group text.
And that's, you know, and it's you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right.
Because if you do, then it's like, I would have never known. I would have never put two and two together had you not told me.
Yeah.
Or
now I have more questions.
Bro, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? But I agree. You shouldn't be mad at your host. It's not their responsibility to discuss another person's private life.
Yeah, I agree.
You can be like, ugh, irritated about it, sure. But like,
bitch, thanks for letting me know.
Right.
Now I'm over here looking like an asshole.
Right. And if you're okay with it, then this shouldn't bother you, period. But I think it wouldn't have killed you to just be like, hi, I don't believe we've met. You look familiar, but I don't believe we've met. My name is Dick.
Literally. I know, but then...
Short for Dick Jenny.
Wouldn't John be like, yeah, I know. Yes. I know. We haven't met because I'm fucking he now.
John could say that, or John could be like, no, we haven't. I'm John. John can do whatever John wants.
Right.
Because John's starting fresh and Joan never existed. Or John could be like, oh, Jane and I are partners. I used to go by Joan. I've changed.
You probably know my sister. That's what if I was John.
And
I look just like my sister, don't I? You silly little rabbit.
I just want to punch you and hug you at the same time.
Also, Jane left my sister for me.
That's very fucking clever.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's actually fucking clever. If you don't want to, like,
we have advice for John.
Yep, we sure do.
Dear Befuddled, let us for a moment go back to nursery school. Have you ever noticed that when children don't know other kids' names, they don't talk to them? Names. We have them for a reason. Now let's talk about this hostess, who invites a bunch of previously unacquainted or semi-acquainted people to their home and then doesn't introduce or reintroduce them to each other at the beginning of the evening. I mean, if you're going to make a cassoulet, you can certainly make an introduction. Now on to you. In the absence of hostess courtesy, why didn't you introduce yourself to people? Hi, I'm Befuddled Guest, but please, you can call me Befuddled. What is your name? If the person answers by saying, we've met before, I get this a lot, you can say, as I always do, oh, I'm so sorry, I've forgotten that. Remind me of your name. I agree that it is not the hostess's job to deliver the memo about
that's not
a guest
an L-Y
gender transition. No, that's just three S's.
Only three?
I mean, like, in a row.
Okay. This is ridiculous.
Is that what three S's?
I don't know.
Jerk. I agree that is not the hostess's job to deliver the memo about a guest's gender transition in advance of the party. It is the hostess's job to introduce her guests to one another.
Guests.
No, that's just one.
That's what you just did last guest. That's why.
No, hostesses.
But you said guests.
Oh, because this is guests apostrophe. This is just guests.
Okay.
No apostrophe.
Okay.
If you know someone's name, you don't have to ponder or puzzle over their gender. Granted, John is likely a male. Courtney might be a man or a woman, but gender identity doesn't matter because when you know someone's name, you can just address them by their name.
Okay.
See them as a fellow human and take it from there.
Okay. I like it.
Mm.
Partly because it goes along the lines of what I said, and I'm an egotistical piece of shit.
Is that apostrophe?
I haven't decided yet. I'll let you know. Yeah, that was a good one. It's a good response.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, I thought I said a good one.
Maybe you did.
I do have my fucking mouth and throat sticking together from this wine, so maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's literally I wish it was from something else. It's from the wine.
Anyhoozle.
That's it?
That's it. That's all she wrote. Aw, literally.
Aw, stop, you dick.
Huh.
But, or not, because we should definitely subscribe to her Substack, as everyone else should. And see what she's got there.
Still all she wrote.
Well, Amy, thank you for 21 years. And thank you, listeners, for 125 episodes.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not make this about us?
This is why we're here.
It's our podcast.
Literally about us.
Amy's just a big part of it.
She's just why we got to podcast.
Exactly. For 21
Otherwise,
years.
Otherwise, it's about us.
We got so much shit to read. Well, you know, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're strong, independent, you've still got it.
You can't sit with us, Wendy.
And if you're going to end it, just kill her. And thank you for listening.
You've definitely been ill-advised.
We're not killing anybody. These are children screaming outside. I'm not ending it with you, Biff. I love you. Ill-advised is hosted and produced by Stephanie and Ray,
aka your Biffs.
Send us your questions, your comments, all of your concerns,
and your drink recommendations
to illadvisedthepodcast@gmail.com. You can catch up on all of our episodes and our show notes at illadvisedthepodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at illadvisedthepodcast. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe
on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen.
You've been ill-advised.